join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Make Your Way by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Look at your neighbor and say, God help you out. God help you out. Woo! My God right there. Some of us, we got in some stuff. It was easy to get in. Ain't that easy to get out. See, some of you young people don't understand. It's not that we don't want you to have pleasure and we don't want you to do what you want to do. Sometimes we just realize you can get yourself in some stuff that's real easy, but it ain't that easy to get out. Can I tell how many of y'all found it's real easy to get in debt? It ain't that easy to get out. Sometimes it's real easy to get into a relationship. It ain't that easy to get out. But she said I realized I had to wiggle my way, but I got out. Sometimes you got to wiggle your way. But while you're wiggling, what you're doing, you're making your way. And when we talk about making your way, I'm talking about progressing, making movement through life. All I'm going to be able to do is introduce this message today. But you need the long and the short of this message in a nutshell. My objective is to let you know that you need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You don't have to be stuck in whatever circumstances that you think have you bound. I thought about when I wrote that down, just that statement. I thought about Minister Sean. I thought about Tremaine Hawkins. You don't have to stay in the state that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Look today, so you don't have to stay stuck. You'd be surprised how many people think that they're stuck. We were talking the other day. I was talking to a single, and who was letting me know that I helped them in understand. Because see, let me go back, because I'm from a different generation, but y'all still need to get these definitions right. There's two statuses in life regarding marital status. You're either married or single. You're either married or single. So the problem is, and they were explaining to me that in today's society, in today's culture, that being single has a stigma. Nobody want to be, say I'm single. So you want to be in a relationship, a situationship, or in an entanglement. That was for a few folks who know about that. Okay. But let's deal with that. So you have single people who have gotten entangled with the yoke of bondage. And the Bible said, don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. And so you have people who are in situations. And I said, there's no stigma associated with being single. I said, ask somebody who's been married for 30, 35 years. And so you ask them their definition of single. They'll tell you, single means freedom. Now, come on, y'all. Me and Pastor Marcy, we agree. So some of y'all look, I don't want my husband think I won't be free. You know, sometimes down in your spirit, you be saying, give me free. I want free. Or sometimes you say, if I only was free, I wouldn't care what you think. If I only was free, I would go away this weekend. If I was free, I'd spend my doggone money the way I want to spend my money. So you got married, single people. And so here's where I'm going with this. So you have some single people who continue in a relationship because they don't want the stigma of being single. So they stay with a buster or I need a name for the woman too. I ain't gonna call what the B that I'm thinking about. Can't call her that B. You stay with somebody because you don't want to be single. And some people continue on and marry somebody. Oh, let me go deeper while I'm here. So when I first started pastoring, like I was taught as a good holiness Pentecostal preacher, anybody who was shacking up, we call it cohabitation, is shacking up. Okay? I grew up with it. That's why I despise it so much. I grew up with it. There's a stigma. Now, there's a stigma associated with that when you grow up with it. Because you see other people got a mother and father, and you go around lying, talking about that's your daddy. You know it ain't your daddy. It's your mama's boyfriend. Amen. And so you don't want, so the child, now the child got all these issues. Anyway. And so, well, stigma associated. Shacking. Okay. So you got people in this shacking. I used to tell people, because that's how they say, anybody who's shacking ought to get married. Yes, you ought to get married. Now, so you find somebody in the church, and come on, y'all, when y'all won't get married, come on in the office, I marry you. I don't give that advice no more. Oh, I'm messing up some preachers right now. I realize you continuing with something that will never will of God don't make it right. So now I tell folks, now what y'all need to do, now that you're saved and you say you're going to live for the Lord, y'all need to split up and hear God. Uh-oh. Because sometimes we're sealing mess. Sometimes we're solidifying dysfunction. It never was right. Oh, Lord, I don't know why. How many single folks up in here this morning? A lot of single people must have rushed up in here. Okay, so you're trying to solidify something that was never right, that was never the will of God, and now we say, well, we're going to make this permanent. We're gonna make this mess permanent. Boy, I'm in some stuff this morning. We're going to have a permanent mess rather than saying, no, I need to hear God. And when I hear, this is the other thing I'm going to say. We've had people over the years who want us to do boyfriend and girlfriend counseling. You are single. Single means you're free. What's this boyfriend? If we ain't making it, there are other boyfriends. There are other, we need to see if we're supposed to be together. We have no see. We can see already. We need no counseling. You crazy? You making me crazy? I'm making you crazy. We are crazier together. We both need sanity. People been saying in the midst of this pandemic, they've been saying, be safe and be sane. I said, I like that. We got to be safe and we got to be sane. You got to understand, singleness means freedom. Freedom to choose, freedom to take my time, freedom to hear God, okay? And so, you didn't understand. He said, and so what happens, people stay in these situations because they don't think they can make their way. Here's the word of the Lord for somebody. Some of you got to make your way out in order to make your way on. What you got to do, and some of you, you're stuck in situations, relationships or jobs or whatever, and you think you can't make, you got to make your way out so you can make your way forward. Look at somebody, say, make your way. So I want you to know, you don't have to be stuck in relationship. I'm talking to single folks right now, especially single folks. You have to be stuck at a job. You don't have to be stuck in an income bracket. I'll go deeper. You don't have to be stuck in a community. I thought about something. I was listening to Urban View the other day. And a lot of liberal news. And they were talking about what's going on in the hood. And I got ready to call. And I said, I had already had my mind. I said, well, if I call and talk about the subject I wanted to talk about, they probably going to ask where I live. So I had already had planned what I'm going to say. Because you ain't going to make me feel bad about where I live. Because I'm really going to talk about the fact that I live in this neighborhood with Trump flags all around the place. I'm surrounded. They got me surrounded. So they probably going to say, well, where do you live? Yeah, I live in a suburban area and blah, blah, blah. And I said, Pop, I'm trying to make me feel. I said, you can't make me feel bad about where I live. I done paid my dues in the hood. And I got unstuck. I want you all to understand that as African Americans, because people try to make you feel bad about moving on and about no longer being in the hood with the rats and the roaches and no. But and I discovered you think you gone, you think you done left them a palmetto bug, which is simply a big southern roach. It makes us feel better to call a palmetto bug. It's a big southern roach. Lord, when we first moved to South Carolina, we were sitting in the living room one time. We said, what's that? Then we all thought it was a figment of our imagination. We looked, it was over there. We said, oh, well, it ain't there no more. We didn't really see nothing. Then all of a sudden we saw something go. I said, oh my God. We ain't never had one of those in the projects. What is that? Flying big old roaches. Don't make anybody make you think you have to be stuck in a neighborhood just because that's where you were raised. Come on, you were there because y'all couldn't do any better. Come on now, when you were able to do better, do better. Come on, I said if you can do better, do better. If you can live better, live better. If you can think better, think better. If you can drive better, drive better. If you can look better and wear better, wear better. Uh-oh, I'm going to go deeper. And if you can eat better, eat better. That don't mean a bigger pig foot. Pastor said, I can do better now. You used to eat those 6-inch pig feet. I'm going to give me a foot long now. No, eat better quality. Look today and say, you don't have to be stuck. Let me start ending this here. Psalms 40 and 2. David says, he brought me up and out. That's a whole nother message right by itself. Up and out. Look, somebody say up and out. Up and out. Come on, say it again. Up and out. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Two more times. One more time. Come on, God wants you to get up and out. You can make your way. He brought me up. Also out. Because some people get up, but they don't get out. Come on, if you won't get up. You know, you can be up, but just laying in the bed. I do that. Pastor Marcia, as soon as she up, she out. I said, where you going? I got stuff to do. Pray. Praise the Lord. He come by my shelter. I said, well, tell Jesus I said, hey. since he neither sleeps nor slumbers. Up and out. But so you can be up but not get out. God doesn't want you up. He wants you up and out. You know, ever since I don't have to be, you know, our staff can tell you. We start staff meeting at 10 o'clock. Generally, if I have early meetings, the earliest I'll do them generally is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Because I did the corporate thing so long in the rat race and in rush hour traffic and all. And I hated it. And I always said, if I have a choice, I won't be in that anymore. So people will, even, you know, I even go to Dr. Daniel's office. They say, well, we can give you a 8 o'clock appointment. No, you can't give me no 8 o'clock appointment. No. So, well, what time is good for you? Morning or evening? I said late morning. Okay. Because I often tell people, I may be up, but I'm not out. Some of you are up. You're thinking different. You're talking different, but you ain't made the move to get out yet. Who am I talking to here? I mean, the first step to get up, but then he said he brought me up also out of a harbor pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Now, the young people today, they don't know what I'm talking about, but when I was a kid, we used to often watch movies, especially Western movies. And Western movies where they were going through the wilderness or the desert, whatever, sometimes they would fall into something called quicksand. And when they fell in quicksand, somebody had to help them out, and you couldn't get in there to help them out. You had to help them from a ditch. You had to try to throw a rope to them, maybe get a horse or something, because it quit. And they would say, don't move. Because in quicksand, the more that you move, the quicker you would go down. David said, I was in some quicksand, glory to God. And when I tried to move and try to get myself out, look like I got deeper in it. Come on, that's what life is like without Jesus. You're making moves, but you're getting deeper in it. You're in quicksand. He said, but he brought me up also out of the horrible pit. I was in some quicksand, out of the miry clay, the quicksand. And he set my feet on a rock. Watch this, and he established my goings. He gave me direction for my life. He gave me purpose for my existence. He gave me a goal to move forward to. He gave me a vision and a dream for bigger and for better. I got unstuck because he helped me to make my way. That verse from the New Living Translation says, he lifted me out of the pit of despair. Some of you are in a pit of despair. And I want you to know you can make your way out. You can make your way out of depression. You can make your way out of anxiety. You can make your way out of debt. Yes, yes. I know it's easier to get in than it is to get out. But I'm a living witness. You can get out. You can make your way out of low living thinking. You can make your way out of poverty. You can make your way out of despair. You can make your way out of regret. You can make your way out of soul ties. You can make your way out of demonic oppression. Oh, because he whom the Son set free is free indeed. New Living Translation, he lifted me up out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground, and he steadied me as I walked along. He steadied me as I walked along. I used to be unstable, and I wasn't sure of myself, and I was full of insecurities, and I was unstable, and I was always concerned I'm going to fall and fall back. Oh, but God helped me to establish my going, and now I have assurance that I'm going to be all right. I have assurance things are going to get better. I have assurance that I'm on my way to a wealthy place. And I'll never be broke again a day in my life. I have assurance that my healing shall spring forth speedily. I have assurance that because he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own. Somebody give God some praise. Oh, that you're making your way. Your way. You may not be where you used to, where you want to be, but thank God you're not where you used to be. You are making your way. Oh my God. Don't let the devil tell you you're not making progress. You are making your way. Oh yeah, yeah. I still got this habit, but I don't have that habit. I still have this, but I don't have that, because I am
am making my way. Oh, and if you just keep watching my life, you might as well take a picture where I am now, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for me. Oh, I'm making my way. Long as I got places to go, I can make a step. Oh, come on. Somebody who knows you're making your way, give God praise that you're making progress. I'm here to let you know you're making progress. Don't you let the devil... Don't you let the devil make you think that you're stuck, that you're not, that you'll never reach your destiny, that you'll never reach your destination. You're making your way right now. Some of you took everything to shake yourself loose just to come to church this morning, just to turn the computer on. But the fact that you're watching me right now, but the fact that you're here right now, it means that you've made your way and that the devil couldn't stop you. I made my way. Depression tried to hold me, but I made my way. Anxiety tried to hold me, but I made my way. Hopelessness tried to grip me, but I made my way. Thank you, Jesus. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy eyes. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. See yourself in your future. See yourself having everything God wants you to have. Being everything God wants you to be. Doing everything God wants you to do. Living the way God wants you to live. Get it in your mind's eyes. God has things that are prepared for you. Keep making your way. Don't compare yourself to somebody else who's further along their way than you are. He's giving you a race. I told you years ago, and we're wiser now. We're a lot wiser, but we realize we have to be real careful about the people we have around us, even serving us. And we had someone serving us at our house. I had a guest preach and invite him to our house for dinner. And some of our PPAs were serving us at the house. And I heard one of them, she had told people, she said, I heard Pastor talk about that house. That house ain't all that. I seen houses far better than that. I'm sure you did. I wasn't comparing my house to the house she saw. I'll compare my house to the one we came from. Sometimes people see you dancing and they see where you are. Well, what they got to rejoice about? What they dance? Oh, you don't know where I was. You don't know how far I've come. My former pastor had to help me with that one time. I told y'all, some of you heard me tell this story. Now, people have different standards, and he had came from a different background. And so I have certain different standards for my ministers and elders in terms of habits and that kind of thing. Because sometimes stuff too much to explain. Like in this situation, too much to explain to my children. So between Sunday school and church, we had a break. And this particular brother who had the status of a minister in our church, he was outside. And my children, Chandler, they were all young children. Like 10 and under, at least at the time, single digit children. They came, Daddy, Daddy, they came running to me. Minister so-and-so do drugs. He said, he do drugs. I said, Dad, we saw him. He was standing there and he was smoking a cigarette. He do drugs. And I went to the pastor. I said, did you know that Minister so-and-so smokes? I said, because my children saw that between service. And I said, you know, they never seen me smoke, seen people. I said, you know, kind of messed them up. He said, yeah, I know, Herb. He said, but you don't know where it came from. He said, when he came to this church, he was strung out on crack and drank
every day and got high every day. And I witnessed to him, got him under the word. He said, you see him now? He said, you would never believe that was the same person. He said, I know you're judging him, but you don't know how far he's, how far he's come. Don't let people feel, make you feel bad about where you are if they don't know how far you've come. Because you're still making your way. Who's Albertina Walker? You don't even know who that is. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When he gets through with me, I'll be what he wants me to be. But here's the deal. Even if you ain't patient with me, I'm still going to keep making my way. And I may not go at your pace, because I got to run my own race. Father, thank you today for your word. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. I declare in the name of Jesus that this word has been a source of encouragement and motivation to anyone who the devil is trying to make them think that they're stuck. Make them think that this is as far as they can go. Thank you right now for fresh legs, for renewing our strength, causing us to mount up on wings as eagles, causing us to run and not be weary, and causing us to walk and not faint. Thank you, Lord God, that every purpose, every plan, every grade, every level, every dimension that you have for our lives, we're going to get there.
You need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You can make your way prosperous and have good success. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us why and how we can make our way. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Make Your Way. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.